morning. So we begin our journey also today. Go back to 1937, before we were born. 1940, born on that, before that date? 37. No, later. 40 something. So September 14th, 1937. Exaltation of the Holy Cross. Today I saw what great opposition this priest is experiencing in regard to this whole matter. Father Sopoko. Father Sopoko, his spiritual director. Even devout souls who are zealous for God's glory are opposing him. That he is not discouraged by all this is due to a special grace of God. So when you do something good, holy, people against you. If you do something wrong, people pleased with you. Don't know why. Then Jesus says, "My daughter, do you think you have written enough about my mercy? What you have written is but a drop compared to the ocean. I'm love and mercy itself. There's no mystery that could be a match for my mercy. Neither with misery exhausted, because as it is being granted, it increases." So the grace is increased, not decreased. "The soul that trusts in my mercy is most fortunate, because I myself take care of it." If you have trust in divine mercy, do you? Listen again, huh? "My daughter, do you think you have written enough about my mercy? What you have written is but a drop compared to the ocean. I'm love and mercy itself. There's no mystery that could be a match for my mercy. Neither will mystery exhaust it, because as it is being granted, it increases. The soul that trusts in my mercy is more fortunate, because I myself take care of it. I experience great torments of soul when I see God offended. Today I recognize that mortal sins were being committed not far from our door. It was evening. I prayed earnestly in the chapel, and then I went to scourge myself. When I knelt down to pray, however, the Lord allowed me to experience how a soul rejected by God suffers. It seems to me that my heart was torn to pieces, and at the same time, I understood how much such a soul wounds the most merciful heart of Jesus. The poor creature does not want to accept God's mercy. The more God has pursued the soul with his mercy, the more just will he be towards it." Jesus' words. "My secretary writes what I'm more generous and towards sinners than towards the just. It was for their sake that I came down from heaven. It was for their sake that my blood was spilled. Let them not fear to approach me. They are most in need of my mercy." Anyone is in need of the mercy of Jesus, especially sinners. If you consider yourself sinner, then you are fortunate, because Jesus is for you, only for you. September 16, 1937. "I wanted very much to make a holy hour before the Blessed Sacrament today, but God's will was otherwise. At 8 o'clock, I was seized with such violent pains that I had to go to bed at once. I was convulsed with pain for 3 hours, that is, until 11 o'clock at night. No medicine had any effect on me, and whatever I swallowed, I threw out. At times, the pains caused me to lose consciousness. Jesus had me realize that in this way, I took part in his agony in the garden, and that he himself allowed these sufferings in order to offer reparation for God, to God, for the souls murdered in the wombs of wicked mothers. Abortion. She suffered. Thus experienced the pain. I've gone through these sufferings 3 times now. They always start at 8 o'clock in the evening and last until 11. No medicine can lessen these sufferings. When 11 o'clock comes, they cease by themselves, and I fall asleep at that moment. The following day, I feel very weak. This happened to me for the first time when I was at a sanatorium. The doctors couldn't get to the bottom of it, and no injection or medicine helped me at all. Lord, did I myself have any idea of what suffering were about? I told the doctor that never before in my life had experienced such sufferings, and he declared he did not know what sort of pains they are. But now I understand the nature of this pain, because the Lord himself has made this known to me. Yet when I think that I may perhaps suffer in this way again, I tremble. But I don't know whether I will never again suffer in this way. I leave to God. What he pleases God to send, I will accept with submission and love. If only I could save even one soul from murder by means of these sufferings. So pray for those mothers who have been, when they went through abortion. This is a serious sin against God's love. We need to pray for. In fact, in Canada, they have a movement special for those mothers who went through abortion. They special prayer for them. On the day after these sufferings, I can sense the condition of souls and their disposition towards God. I'm pervaded with true knowledge. I receive Holy Communion in the manner of the angels, so to speak. My soul is filled with God's light and nourishes itself with Him, from Him. My feelings are as if dead. This is purely spiritual union with God. It is great predominance of spirit over nature. So when you're really one with the Lord, you don't exist. Your body out of this world. That's experience of Sister Faustina. The Lord gave me knowledge of the graces which he has been constantly lavished on me. This light pierced me through and through, and I came to understand the inconceivable favors that God has been bestowing on me. I stayed myself for long acts of thanksgiving, lying face down on the ground and shedding tears of gratitude. I could rise from the ground because whenever I tried to do so, God's light gave me new knowledge of his grace. It was only at the third attempt that I was able to get up. As his child, I felt that everything the Heavenly Father possessed was equally mine. He himself lifted me from the ground up to his heart. I felt that everything that existed was exclusively mine. I had no desire for it all, because God alone is enough for me. Today, I learn with what aversion the Lord comes, the certain soul in communion. He goes to their heart as to a dark prison, to undergo torture and affliction. I kept begging his pardon and offering atonement for offense. People receive Holy Communion, but no heart. Jesus suffered, you see. Today I learned with what aversion the Lord comes to a certain soul in Holy Communion. He goes to that heart as to a dark prison to undergo torture and affliction. That means those people who doesn't receive Holy Communion properly, with proper sentiment. I kept begging his pardon and offering atonement for the offense. The Lord made known to me that I would see my brother Stanley, but I could not understand how this would happen or why he should come to visit me. I knew that God had given him the grace of a religious vocation, but why should he be coming to visit me? However, I put aside these thoughts and believed that if the Lord had given me to know he would come, that was enough for me. I fixed my thoughts on God, putting aside every preoccupation and creatures, and entrusting everything to the Lord. So he also, her brother wanted to see her for some other reason. But then he certainly understand why. His brother also had a vocation for religion, religious vocation. But he just arguing with herself. Finally, he said, whatever God wants, okay. Not human logic. When the same poor people come to the gates a second time, I treat them with greater gentleness, and I do not let them see that I know they have been here before. I do this in order not to embarrass them, and then they speak to me freely about their trouble and needs. Although Sister N tells me that is not a way to deal with beggars and slams the door in their faces when she is not there, I treat them as my master would. Sometimes more is a given when giving nothing than when giving such in a rude manner. You better not give, but just to bang the door. It's not a proper way. Sister, eh? Another sister, not Faustina, you see. Be rude, don't be rude, because they are beggars. But Faustina always treat as she would treat Jesus, as Jesus would treat the beggar. Often the Lord gives me interior knowledge concerning the persons I meet at the gate. One pitiable soul wanted to tell me a bit about herself, take advantage of the opportunity. I made her understand in a delicate way the miserable condition of her soul. She went away with a better disposition. This is a real charity, to tell a person her soul, the status of her soul. So sometimes you see this person doing something wrong. Don't just for your own sake and keep the mouth shut, and let him be in the wrong place. Have the courage. Help them. Give a helping hand. They might angry with you because you might telling them the weakness. But at times, charity invites us to do so. This is courage. September 17, 1937. Oh Jesus, I see so much beauty scattered around me, because for which I give you constant thanks. But I see that some souls are like stone, always cold and unfeeling. Even miracles hardly move them. Their eyes are always fixed on their feet, and so they see nothing but themselves. Could that be we? We don't look forward, we look at our feet, we don't go ahead. You have surrounded my life with your tender and loving care, more than I can comprehend. For I will understand your goodness in its entirety only when the veil is lifted. I desire that the whole life be but one act of thanksgiving to you, O God. Thank you, O God, for all the graces which unceasingly you lavish upon me, graces which enlighten me with the brilliance of the sun, for by them you show me the sure way. Thank you, O Lord, for creating me, for calling me into being from nothingness, from imprinting your divinity on my soul, the work of sheer merciful love. Thank you, O God, for holy baptism, which engrafted me into your family, a gift great beyond all thought or expression, which transformed my soul. Thank you, O Lord, for holy confession, for that inexhaustible spring of great mercy, for that inconceivable fountain of graces in which sin-tainted souls become purified. Thank you, O Jesus, for the holy communion in which you give us yourself. I feel your heart beating within my breast as you cause your divine life to unfold within me. Thank you, O Holy Spirit, for the sacrament of holy confirmation, which stops me your night and gives strength to my soul at each moment, protecting me from evil. Thank you, O God, for the grace of a vocation, for being called to serve you alone, leading me to make you my sole love and an equal honor of my soul. Thank you, O Lord, for perpetual vows, for the union of pure love, for having deigned to unite your pure heart with mine, and uniting my heart to yours in purest of bonds. Thank you, O Lord, for the sacrament of anointing, which in my final moments will give me strength, my help in battle, my guide to salvation, fortifying my soul till we rejoice forever. Thank you, God, for all the inspirations that your goodness lavishes upon me, for the interior night given my soul, which the heart senses, but words cannot express. Thank you, O Holy Trinity, for the vastness of graces which you have lavished on me unceasingly through life. My gratitude will be intensified as the eternal dawn rises, when for the first time I sing to your glory. Despite the peace in my soul, I fight a continuous battle with the enemy of my soul. More and more, I'm discovering these traps, and the battle flares up anew. During interludes of calm, I exercise myself and keep watch, lest the enemy find me unprepared. And when I see this great fury, I stay inside and stronghold, that is the most sacred heart of Jesus. So there's always temptation surrounding her. She feels devil is attacking her anytime. So she feels need to be strengthened in the heart of Jesus. September 19th, 1937. Today, the Lord told me, my daughter, write that. It pains me very much when religious souls receive sacrament of love merely out of habit, as if they did not distinguish this food, especially for the religious, for us priests also, included. Jesus suffered more by the nuns, priests, brothers, religious brother, than by lay people. You have a more simple heart. I think the more religious, more complicated sometimes. You agree? Me too. Once again, listen clearly. My daughter, write that. It pains me very much when religious souls, well, this religious souls means lonely sisters, holy souls, presumed holy people. You know those people praying very fervently, all these religious souls. Sorry, not only religious, not only sisters, all those people, not you pretend, but many times, no, when you pray, no, I know. This religion, I understand this kind of religious authority. I say again, my daughter, write that. It pains me very much when religious souls receive sacrament of love merely out of habit. You go, I go. But this time, go, oh, go, just go. As if they did not distinguish this food, anything. Receive Holy Communion, receive a sugar cane, just say. Just go away. I find neither faith but love in their heart. No faith, no love. Jesus come to us, so taste this. Of course, his soul doesn't find taste in Jesus neither. No taste both. I go to such souls with great reluctance. But unfortunately, when you come, the priest has to give it to you. I don't, if a priest see your soul, please. Take care with the heart. So it's remind you today when you go to go for communion, don't just it would be better if they did not receive me. Most sweet Jesus, sanctify my love for you and transform me into yourself. Divinize me that my deeds may be pleasing to you. May this be accomplished by the power of the Holy Communion, which I receive daily. Oh, how greatly I desire to be wholly transformed into you, O Lord. This should be our sentiment. One more. September 19, the same day, 37. Today, my own brother, Stanley, visited me. I rejoice greatly in this beautiful soul, who also intends to devote himself to God's service. That is to say, God himself is drawing him to his love. We talked for a long time about God, about his goodness. During this conversation with him, I learned how pleasing his souls were to God, was to God. I received permission from Mother Superior to see him more often. When he asked my advice about entering religion, I replied, "Surely you know best what God is asking you." I mentioned to Jesuit order. He said, "Enter wherever you like." I promised to pray for him, and I decided to make a novena to the Sacred Heart through the intercession of Father Peter Scarco, with the promise of having it announced in the Messenger of the Sacred Heart, because he is having great difficulties in this matter. I understood that in this case, prayer was more useful than advice. So if people ask you some advice, you don't know what, it needs to pray for. Okay, we stop for today, and I'm not meeting you, don't worry.